bit of mariachi music on the Michael Medved Show, because the big movie being released for this Thanksgiving weekend, being released today all across the country, actually features the world of Mexican music very prominently in its running time and throughout the movie. And that brings us to this latest report from the front from Holly Weird. And Holly Weird would have to summarize a film that many people are hailing as weird and wonderful. It's certainly weird. The movie's called Coco. It's the very latest from Disney Pixar, and it is directed by the same guy who directed the great Toy Story 3. He co-directed Monsters, Inc. and Finding Nemo. His name is Lee Unkrich. And the film is about a small boy in a fictional city in Mexico who is obsessed with long-lost musicians and wants to be like them. But his family has a real grudge against anyone going into music and playing guitar. And what happens is on the Day of the Dead, where, according to Mexican folklore, you're supposed to be able to reconnect to dead people who come and live among you for a day if you build a shrine to them. On the Day of the Dead, he connects more than he expects.
Welcome to the Land of the Dead.
This isn't a dream then. You're all really out there.
Agents at the Department of Family Reunions are available to assist you.
Please be on the lookout for a living boy.
Miguel, you're here.
We're your family, mijo.
And yes, they're your family, and the movie is all about family, and it certainly emphasizes family secrets, which little Miguel is trying to find out. The problem with the film for me, first of all, it's gorgeously animated. The music by Michael Giacchino is wonderful. There is a lot to like and enjoy about this film. The problem is it's a film animated, which is aiming partially at small children, and it's about life after death. It's about the afterlife. And it's serious enough with some themes involving the exposure of a murder and family secrets, and that I really do wonder about some parents who have been trying to teach their kids about heaven and the afterlife, how those kids, if they're very young, are going to respond to it. It's rated PG. There's a very fine vocal cast, and it's a very, very big bid to basically bring a whole culture alive. And it does that to some extent. But is it strange and haunting rather than just touching and satisfying? It's all of those things. A remarkable piece of filmmaking, but I am not sure that everyone in the intended audience is going to be celebrating Coco. It takes a while to explain the title, by the way. This is one of the characters in the film, and you only understand her importance at the very end. 3 stars for the PG-rated Coco.